Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us on this post-inauguration day show of Political Coffee. We're going to talk about the political issues of the day, and it's going to be interesting. So I want you to just hang out and just sort of take in what I'm going to share with you next. Have you ever heard of a writ of quo warranto? If you haven't, it is a most interesting way of removing Joe Biden from office. It does not conflict with impeachment. It is entirely different. And in fact, it may be in process. We don't know yet. We'll have to see. I don't want to give you false hope, but it is most interesting. And I posted a little bit about this on my Facebook page yesterday. A writ of quo warranto. Now, also, Antifa decided they didn't like the inauguration yesterday. And, well, they were busy breaking windows and spray painting things in Portland and rioting in Seattle. Do you think that this hurts the Democrats? I can guarantee you that it does. And I hope Antifa keeps at it. No, I actually don't. I hope that they're actually arrested and put away in jail for being violent criminals, because that's what they are. They're violent criminals. They are not patriots. They're criminals. They need to be held to the full account of the law. But I like it that they're out there making the Democrats look stupid and dumb for who they are, because that's who they are, folks. They loved it when these people were going hard against Trump, didn't they? But now that Biden's president, you wait. There's going to be a lot of lefty smoke and mirrors about how bad Antifa is, and we got to rein him in. You wait. You wait, they will. And then House Bill 2238 here in Oregon has been introduced by my state representative, a leftist lawyer who happens to be a National Guardsman. It clarifies the governor's authority to use property during an emergency and to use it temporarily and without compensation, except as under Article 1, Section 18 of the Oregon Constitution. And it means the seizure, use, or possession of any real or personal property. It is a wide open, very dangerous thing. We're going to get into that and talk about that. All of that today on Political Coffee. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Matt writes me an email about going forward. This is actually from later yesterday. Looks like dark days are ahead of us. I really hope Trump will get his day in court. I only worry, as Democrats have pledged revenge on all Trump supporters, they want to get us fired and prevent us from financing. Next, Biden pledged to open the borders. I guess COVID doesn't affect the border or illegals, does it? I've never been so worried on our Constitution and Bill of Rights after Democrats and rhinos have so far gotten away with stealing an election. Yeah, that's a very well spoken point of view. And Jimmy writes me an email, says, happy days are here again. The sewer backed up. One of my renters gave notice. State is saying that they can use any of the properties at their whim. That's House Bill 2238. And we got a new president. Clear sailing from here on. And then Dale, thanks, Dale, for sending this to me. By the way, Courthouse Athletics, you know, they have these, John Miller's been fearless, and he has. And I give him great, great kudos to for what he's done in opening up Courthouse Athletics. They are being fined, as you know, $127,000. If you want to help support them, make a donation to them, you can do that. You go to Courthouse Athletics, okay? It's Courthouse Club Fitness is actually the proper term. So find their website, Courthouse Club Fitness. You can make a donation to help them. I think this man needs and deserves our support. He truly does. Tom wrote me a long email message, and I want to share it with you before I get into the writ of quo warranto. So what I'm going to ask you to do is just kind of hold your calls for a little bit, because I think this is important, and I want to share this email with you because it should make a difference, I think, in your thoughts. He says, you ask, how do I feel this morning? This is from yesterday. He said, I'm so disappointed in our political environment. It makes me sick, angry, and sad at the same time. I'm sick of a two-tier justice system. I'm fully convinced the presidential election was stolen and that the Georgia elections were stolen as well. The elites will not listen to reason or truth. They invent their narrative, false or insane, and push it down all of our throats using the propaganda mainstream media. The media is the biggest enemy of the people, straight up. Then the politicians, both sides. Democrats aren't hiding their agenda any longer and are more honest and upfront than Republicans. At least we know what side they're on. I'm sick of Republicans rolling over and enriching their families for years and years, doing nothing for you and I, and acting like they're on our side or represent us. They do not. Not all Republicans are doing this. Or are they? Do you trust any of them? Now, I want to stop there for a moment because, Tom, no, not all Republicans are doing this. We have some honest and honorable Republicans serving us both back in Congress and right here in Oregon. He continues, I understand a new party divides the Republican Party more, but where do we go from here? We the people need to rise up and fight to have our voices and opinions heard. I'm going to stop there again. Where we go from here is we literally take over the state Republican Party at every county level. And then if every state does that, you take over the national party. And that then forms the basis of getting rid of the Republican swamp creatures that are just as corrupt as the Democrats. And that brings trust. He continues, says, I'm not calling for violence, but at what point do the tyrants pay notice? I'm disappointed the evidence of voter fraud was not released, even if the corrupt courts won't hear the evidence. We the people need it. I cannot understand why there is no noise. The silence of the last few days is deafening. It starts to feel like Linwood and Sidney Powell were saber-rattling and have no proof. The beauty of truth is it cannot be disputed. Two-tier justice system or not. It's obvious that Donald J. Trump scared this establishment completely. This is why they destroyed him, and any person that isn't brainwashed by the MSM can see that. If you put President Trump's accomplishments against any of the great presidents, I feel it is good or better comparatively. It is incredible what his administration accomplished. Now, imagine what it would be like if the Republican Party backed him and helped him. I feel that because of President Trump being out of the political circles, he was able to attempt to drain the swamp. Do we think the current party systems want to do this? No. This is why I feel the current system is so broken. We have to get out of the current party to truly see who we are and who's on our side. I'm going to stop there again because I think that's been exposed. You don't have to get out of the two-party system to see it. Now that we know who our enemy is within our own party, and I'm speaking as a conservative Republican, now that we know who they are, we need to simply overwhelm them and remove them from positions of power. He writes, so what do we do? My opinion is we have to look to ourselves. Who are we? What are my values and beliefs? Maybe the simplest, hardest question in life is, what do I want? When I write my beliefs down on paper and pray on them, it gives me peace and strength to try and to live my life to those beliefs and values. I will not give up. I will not stop defending my values and beliefs. And I will never stop defending my God and my family. God is truth, and I am continuously praying for a miracle. Thank you for what you do, Jeff. Someday I'd like to shake your hand and look at you in the eye and tell you what great work you're doing. Tom, I am deeply grateful for your comments. Let me just say this. I think that this is a profound thing he has suggested here. And I want to suggest this to you because I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to sit there and write down on paper, what are my values and my beliefs? And then I want to pray over them. And in doing so, I'll get that same peace and strength to live my life for those values and beliefs, just like Tom has. I want to encourage you to do that, because I'm going to do that. I don't know everything in life, but as I get older, I become ever more convicted about what is right and what is true. And I deeply appreciate Tom's suggestion here, because I think it makes perfect sense in the time that we're in. But frankly, I think it makes sense in life, no matter what time you're in. What are your principles and your values? What are your beliefs? Write them down and then pray over them. And if you don't believe in prayer, I think it's valuable for you to write them down and look at them every single day. It cannot help but cement in your life and in your spirit, your very soul, what is right. And we're going to need that in the coming days. Believe me, we are. So what is a writ of quo warranto? So this is interesting. In fact, they just have come up with a new article on this, and I haven't time to read it. So let me get started here. Here's the punchline up front. This article by a lawyer, rather interesting character, by the way. Leo D'Onofrio is his name. Here's the punchline, as he says, and he says, by the way, that he has given this stuff, or that Rudy Giuliani is very much aware of it and was aware of it prior to Trump leaving in office. So we're going to get into all of that here. Let me give you the punchline before we go to break. Biden can be ousted from office by a writ of quo warranto as determined by a civil jury. Civil jury. There's a lot to unpack here. We're going to get to it on the other side of this break. You don't want to miss this. Stick around.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour, and I'm going to continue here with quo warranto in a moment. There is, by the way, this was on the Liberty Daily .com yesterday. There is also a story today by Gateway Pundit. Now, the author of this piece is a lawyer, Leo D'Onofrio. He's a bit of a character, but he has a pending application before Judge Alito, before the U.S. Supreme Court. You should know that right off the bat. I have not seen that it has been rejected. Because Judge Alito, of course, and D'Onofrio has also sued the state of Pennsylvania. Okay, so you know that. And Alito is direct opportunity, oversight, rather, over that part of the country. So here's the punchline. Biden can be ousted from office by a writ of quo warranto, as determined by a civil jury. This is not a fairy tale, he writes. This is not a Hail Mary. And by the way, this is from his blog called Natural Born Citizen. Okay? He says, this is not a fairy tale. This is not a Hail Mary. This is a proper legal procedure our government provides for erroneous or fraudulent elections. Let me just repeat that. This is a proper legal procedure our government provides for erroneous or fraudulent elections. There's a federal quo warranto statute. It apparently was enacted in 1915. Chapter 35, Code of District Columbia, is entitled of the District of Columbia. This is specific to the District Court for District of Columbia, okay? Now, there are some problems with this, and we'll get into them, but I want to give this to you. It is 16-3501, and it states this, and he quotes it. A quo warranto may be issued from the United States District Court for the District of Columbia in the name of the United States against a person who within the District of Columbia usurps, intrudes into, or unlawfully holds or exercises a franchise conferred by the United States or public office of the United States, civil or military. The proceedings shall be determined or deemed a civil action, unquote. He writes, the president is a public officer of the United States. If the president obtained the office by fraudulent means or by mistake in the electing process, then he unlawfully holds office, and a writ of quo warranto may be issued to oust him from that office. Okay, so let's just let that sink in for a moment. You probably want to know, has it ever been used before? It has. It hasn't in terms of removing a president, but it has been used before. And it's been, even by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, has determined that this thing is real and that it belongs strictly and solely in the District of Columbia. Okay, the D.C. court there. The quo warranto statute states that the proceeding may be instituted by the Attorney General or the U.S. Attorney without permission of the district court. That means if Trump moves fast, now he wrote this just before Trump, okay? Before Biden puts in new AG, and the current AG or U.S. Attorney may bring the action without seeking a judge's permission. If Attorney General Rosen or U.S. Attorney Sherwin, that was and still is the U.S. Attorney in D.C., on his own in relation under the statute. They can do this. They can petition the court. If the district court allows Trump to bring it, if any attorney can act in the name of the United States. If the facts are sufficient, then comes a trial and a judgment. Issues of fact, and from again, it states from the statute, issues of fact shall be tried by a jury if either party requests it. Otherwise, it'll be determined by the court. Where a defendant in a quo warranto proceeding is found by the jury to have usurped, intruded into, or unlawfully held or exercised an office or franchise, the verdict shall be that he is guilty of the act or acts in question, and judgment shall be re-rendered that he be ousted and excluded therefrom, and that the relator recover his costs. Full stop. here's the problem with this. As much as I want to say that this is a potential direction, a judge, if the U.S. attorney, if, and they're probably swamp creatures, let's just be honest, and the acting AG Rosen, still probably a swamp creature worried about his next job, is probably not going to do this. They would have to have filed it probably yesterday or even today. Trump can still do it. In fact, there are other people that can still do it besides Trump. And you're of guaranteed standing. Now, here's the problem. A judge, here's the fly in the ointment that I see with this. A judge can rule that the facts are not sufficient. Now, this is why Leo D'Onofrio wrote in another post from yesterday, the MAGA counterpunch is quo warranto in the district court. Show the receipts of election fraud. What he says there is that the Supreme Court of the United States has already held that any election, or that an election of any United States official, can be challenged on the basis of fraud or error with a writ of quo warranto. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals recently held that the proper venue to challenge an election of a sitting president is the D.C. District Court. We have a statute. We have a venue. Bring the receipts, President Trump. It's up to him. More on this when we come back. You do not want to miss this. Stick around. 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air for being one of our great sponsors of the Freedom Celebration. And I truly want to ask each of you in the listening audience to think about joining us January 31st. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that's Sunday afternoon, up at the Ames Ranch. This is a celebration of liberty, friends, of freedom, and honoring the people that help keep us free, help keep us safe. Police, law enforcement across many levels, fire, the military, Oregon National Guard, active duty, and certainly our veterans. And frankly, we're going to hear from some elected officials who have stood in the gap, and maybe others who are being attacked in the media. And I'll get to the Willamette Week story on my friend Christina Maliman, a beautiful young Russian woman who emigrated here from Moldova. Her great-grandfather was murdered in a Soviet prison because he was a preacher, Christian. Her grandfather was imprisoned by the Soviets. Her pastor was imprisoned by the Soviets. Her family gets and understands, as many of the Slavics do, the former Soviet Union states where they've come to the Oregon area and other places of America. They get and understand freedom in a way that maybe you and I don't generally. Her and her mother were arrested on January 6th in the Capitol. She's a huge Trump supporter. She's been all over social media. Those of you who follow her know what I mean. You know what her mother and her were arrested for? Breaking curfew. Because they were not in the Capitol, by the way. They didn't storm the Capitol. But they were just out in the area, around the Capitol grounds, a little too late. And I have to say, the Willamette Week article is profound in that it actually delivers her message of her faith in Jesus Christ and of God, and frankly, standing firm for the values of freedom. Yeah, and Trump, as embodied by that. It's people like her that we are, and others, that we are going to absolutely honor at the Freedom Celebration. So why don't you come and join us? Be a part of this. It's important. Would love to meet you face-to-face, shake your hand. You don't have to wear a mask necessarily. Can if you want. Certainly up to you, because we believe in freedom. It's your choice. Go to kslm.news. Sign up, $10 per person, or a family of four or more, only $30. It's very reasonable. We have two great sponsors, and Freedom Heating and Air is one of them. In the next hour, the second hour, because you know we've gone to 2 hours here on Political Coffee, right? Stacey Ann's back. She's got her great Good Morning Salem show from 8 to 9. So the next hour, I'll talk about our other sponsor of the show. But Freedom Heating and Air is one of these great businesses that has survived the ups and downs of the economy and the economic cycles. They're a great group of people that can make your life better by keeping your home warm this time of year. So if things aren't working exactly right, or maybe it's time to upgrade, they can help you do that. Go to freedomheatingandair.net. Check them out, freedomheatingandair.net. Again, I want to thank them for being one of our great sponsors of the Freedom Celebration. So on January 7th, Leo D'Onofrio wrote this first piece. This is the one I'm reading from. Now, he's written succeeding pieces about this, and he's writing more. But I want to not conclude, but I want to give you the conclusion at the end of this thing, because I think this is important. Again, I'm not trying to give you false hope here. I didn't even know this existed until yesterday. Here's what it says. Quote, we have never experienced a quo warranto action to determine who is the lawful winner of a presidential election. Stop for a moment. It has been used in other cases, not for a presidential election. Okay? He continues. Yes, it will be a case of first impression that goes up to the United States Supreme Court. One way or another, SCOTUS is going to hear this case. It is unavoidable, since both parties will have standing. The only question is who the jury decides is president and who is the usurper. Now, let me go back up a little bit, because remember I said, well, the fly in the ointment is going to be standing. Well, yes, except this. A judge has to determine. So what happens if a judge in the district, you got to understand, the District of Columbia was packed with a bunch of liberal judges under Harry Reid and Obama. Okay. So the likelihood of a judge granting this in the DC court is not likely. Okay. It's a 12 member court. However, here's what happens. He writes, standing. The case will be styled United States versus Joe Biden. And we get a jury trial. If Trump has to pray leave of the district court to file, in other words, ask the district court to file, and a judge refuses, he can appeal with guaranteed standing to the D.C. Circuit. And because it's written into the statute, folks. Now, this statute was adopted actually in 1902, and we'll get to more about that. He has guaranteed standing. And if a judge just refuses, he can appeal to the D.C. Circuit. And if they refuse, it goes to SCOTUS. It's guaranteed standing. Standing is directly granted by the statute. And he gets into other things. This does not conflict with impeachment. You know why? Impeachment, he makes this point in a long part of the post here. Okay. Impeachment is only for a president or others, but a president specifically that has been who's legally holding office. A writ of quo warranto is for those who, by error or by fraud, are illegally holding office, and they can be removed. And again, he goes through the Constitution, and this is impeachment, he writes, is used to remove a president who is legally sworn in. A writ of quo warranto is used to remove a person who was illegally sworn in as president. A person unlawfully sworn in is not the president of the United States and never was a president of the United States. His holding the office has legal fiction. And we have confirmation of this in the U.S. Senate. And he goes into this long constitutional precedence set in the Senate. But in Newman versus United States, in the U.S. Supreme Court in 1915, the U.S. Supreme Court interpreted the federal quo warranto statute and affirmed that any office of the United States may be vacated by a writ of quo warranto. And then he goes into all of that. And then he goes into a recent 2002 case where it was used successfully in a voting machine problem. Guy running for White Plains Council challenged because a voting machine jammed, the ballots weren't counted, and the court ruled on this. Now, and then it gets into Orly Tates versus Obama. She was a California attorney. She petitioned the district court to challenge the eligibility of President Obama. You may have remembered that. A federal judge there, Royce Lambert, said because she wasn't actual president for a candidate for president, she had no standing. Yet the court issued two in-depth written opinions. But the most important aspect of those opinions is what is not written in them. Nowhere in the opinions do they state that the president of the United States cannot be removed by quo warranto. And then it goes into some other lengthy things here. But what I'm putting before you, folks, this is a legal statute that exists specifically in federal law for the D.C. court. What has to happen is Trump has to do this. If the sitting attorney general, who is still attorney general because the new one has not been sworn in and he has not resigned, at least as of this moment, I don't see it on Newsmax TV here. He's still the attorney general. He can do this. He can petition to the D.C. circuit. You have guaranteed standing. Donald Trump can do this if the attorney general or the U.S. attorney do not do it. Trump himself can do it. He certainly has standing. Leo D'Onofrio writes in his subsequent piece, bring the receipts, President Trump, the receipts, in other words, the proof. If you don't bring the receipts, he writes, by quo warranto, then you will have quit. It's all in or all out. There's no other options left. This must be done. You have to give the proper law in the proper venue a chance. If you quit now, it'll be broadcast in his admission that there was no fraud, error, or lawlessness by election officials. Now, there's more to this, and we'll get to it. I've asked you to not call in, but you can now. If you want to talk briefly about this, it's going to be really interesting as we go forward on this. It is 6:48 in the morning. Wow. Come on and sing my song.
Call Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. I know I've thrown a lot at you with the writ of quo warranto, but again, you can read this for yourself. The links will be on my Facebook page. In fact, I put the link up to it yesterday. You can go to my Facebook page, Jeff Krupp, right now, and you can read it. Judge for yourself. Leo D'Onofrio, the lawyer who has filed this emergency application, which is pending before the U.S. Supreme Court in Judge Alito's venue, and Judge Alito's in charge of Pennsylvania because he has also filed lawsuits in Pennsylvania. So the guy's not a nut here. However, what happens if Trump doesn't do this? Now, he says that Rudy Giuliani is fully aware of it. What happens if Trump doesn't do it? Well, there are two Republican state senators in Georgia who objected to the election down there, and they were removed from their committees. They now have standing to petition the D.C. District Court to try the case before a jury because that's the only way they now can prove their innocence and justification, because the quo warranto statute gives interested persons also the ability to bring actions. This is very interesting. Now, there's a lot more, but I've given you enough for the moment. I've got a new caller on the line. New caller, good morning. Who are you and what do you say? Hey, good morning. Are you there? I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello? Are you there? Hello, can you hear me? Yep. New caller? Yes.
Hello.
You're on. You're on. Who are you?
Jeff, is that you?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
This is Larry. Would you tell me again about the event that's occurring up in Turner and how to make contact and the weekend this coming week or next weekend? Is that the right time frame for that event up there at the Turner?
Yes.
Up on the mountains?
Yes, it is Sunday, January 31st at 2 p.m. Go to KSLM.news. That's our website.
Yes.
Click on the link where it says Freedom Celebration. It's right.
Oh, Freedom Celebration.
Yeah,
okay.
It's called the Freedom Celebration. Click on that. You can register there, and you can pay your $10, Larry, or whatever you want to do, and come and join us, okay?
I will. I'll see you there. I'm the guy that goes out and collects the votes behind the lines after the election.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you, brother. I know who you are now.
Okay, guy. You have a good day.
I
thank
appreciate
you for the information.
I'll see you then. All right, let's move on to the phone. We'll go to
you then.
Clark. Thank you, brother. We'll go to Clark. Clark, good morning. What do you say today?
Good morning, Jeff. This writ that you're discussing today, would that also involve the vice president? As you remember, I called in, I think, yesterday or day before, and we discussed that she's not natural born.
That is correct. It applies to any person holding office, civil or military, within the boundaries of the District of Columbia. This is a statute that is specific only to the District of Columbia.
Okay, so now this may be getting ahead of things, but if she was found to not be eligible to hold office, then what would happen with those new Democrat senators that she swore in, because she would not be authorized to swear anybody in, right?
All right. You're great minds think alike, because I was thinking the same thing. So yesterday Joe Biden undid a few of Donald Trump's executive orders. He's going to do more today. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Kamala Harris swore in these two senators.
Yeah.
their legal status as senators, I think, would absolutely be questioned. I mean, just the can of worms this opens up is incredible. Okay, so these two new senators, so what this would mean is that they are not, she cannot legally hold the office of vice presidency. That means that their swearing in by the vice president is unlawful. That means that they're unlawfully serving. So what about their votes on anything they vote on, say today, tomorrow, or the next day? All of that would be unlawful. You see the can of worms this creates?
Yeah. Really complicated.
And that is why Leo D'Onofrio said, clear back in early December when he started writing about this, this has to be done immediately, but it couldn't be done, Clark. This is the reality. It is a statute specific to someone who holds office illegally. So Biden had to be sworn in. Kamala Harris had to be sworn in for this statute to even be able to be challenged or used. Okay? Whether it's by Trump, his attorney general, who's still there, or the D.C. U.S. attorney, or, frankly, either one of these two Georgia state senators who have standing now. Oh. This gets really interesting, doesn't it?
There's another thing here. These executive orders that he is creating, as I read the Constitution authorizes the president to administer laws passed by the Congress, not create laws by executive order. So is there a way that executive orders can be challenged because if they're creating law?
To some extent, yes, because a number of Obama's executive orders were overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. One of them being, in essence, the Dreamer executive order that allows these illegal alien children to continue to exist here. He applied that also to their parents. That got struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court, or was it the Court of Appeals? It was one of them, okay? And it's settled law for a number of reasons right now. So, it can be. They can be overturned because they create law.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Clark. I appreciate it. They're great questions, friends. Great questions. So, friends, I do not, again, want to give you any kind of a false hope here about this. But I think this is a very interesting idea. And apparently, I mean, again, this guy's filed numerous lawsuits. He's not a dumb lawyer. But again, as you know, lawyers argue against each other in court. And that's why we have judges. And judges are nothing more than political people that have to judge an issue based on, I guess, their political view of what a constitution is or what the law really means. And that's what it boils down to. 6:59 in the morning. There's more about this, and we'll get into House Bill 2238 and, of course, your phone calls. I want to know what you think about all of this when we come back. One more hour to go. Be on the other side of this break.